and begin to center yourself. We're going to open the door to your beliefs about flow and abundance and prosperity. If you're sitting in a chair, feel your feet on the ground and find the center of what you call yourself. Take a breath. And take another breath. The breath is a flow moving in and out. And just watch it move in and out as you breathe. As it's coming in, when you feel full of breath, breathe in just a little bit more than usual. And as it goes out at the very end of your breath, when you're out of breath, just push it out a little bit more than is normal. Just increase the flow a little bit at a time, both in and out and in again. Now recognize that your lungs are sending oxygen-filled blood into your heart. Your heart beats steadily, pushing that blood out to your entire body through your arteries, and it feeds that oxygen to all of your tissues and organs. And if you could increase that flow, you'd have more oxygen, more energy, more attention, and more vitality. So continue to breathe, pushing in a little bit more and pushing out a little bit more. And quiet your mind and feel your heartbeat inside your chest. You might feel that pulse somewhere else, which is the echo of your heartbeat in other parts of your body. Wherever you feel it, that's great. The heart is an amazing muscle that beats billions of times in your lifetime, and it keeps you alive. And if your flow is good, you're healthy. And if your flow gets sluggish, you have less flow, and you get unhealthy. If you can't feel your heartbeat, put your hand on your chest so you can feel it, or alongside your neck where you can feel your pulse. Or you could also feel your pulse on the inside of your wrist. Feel that pulse that's inside you. It's your very own rhythm. Your heart is pumping your blood throughout your physical body. It's bringing an abundance of good things to your cells. And it's also carrying away what's no longer needed. And you don't have to put any attention on this. It happens automatically. You don't even have to know how to do it. It's a gift from life itself. And ask this question, who or what is beating my heart? Now, this is an amazing system, your body. There's 50 trillion cells in your body, maybe 75 trillion, and they're all getting along. They're all cooperating, and they're each doing their specialized tasks without complaining, and without getting paid. This is a system that works, and we could learn a lot about abundance and flow by simply studying the human body. So right now, send some love and appreciation to your heart and to your entire circulatory system. It's working all day and night without thanks, without appreciation, without getting paid, to keep that abundant flow going, to keep you alive and vital. So send it some love and appreciation. And as you're doing that, as you're sending love and appreciation to your body's systems, I want to dive even deeper into cell physiology. The body has a lot to teach us if we look and listen to it. Every cell in your body, all 50 trillion of them, have boundaries. And the boundary is called the cell wall. And the intelligence of the cell is in this wall. It allows certain things in, such as oxygen and sucrose for energy, and it allows certain things out, such as waste products. Now, that cell wall also keeps what's supposed to be inside on the inside, and it keeps what's supposed to be outside the cell on the outside. And when a cell is healthy, there's a balance between input and output, between inflow and outflow. A healthy cell has a healthy boundary. Now, I'd like you to think about the boundary you create around your body, around yourself. If you're healthy, you allow certain things in that are good for you, and you allow certain things out that you don't need anymore. And you keep what's good for you inside, and you keep what's not good for you outside. That's what keeps you balanced and whole and healthy. So right now, send a wave of gratitude and love and health to every cell in your body and ask every cell to find its right balance of inflow and outflow so that it's healthy and balanced. And visualize every cell as healthy, shining and radiant with a healthy boundary condition. Your body knows how to do this naturally, and sometimes things interfere with it. So your job is to bring that healthy glow, that healthy light back into your body. So send your breath filled with the light of love into all of your cells and throughout your entire body. When there's an abundance of flow, you're healthy and you're growing and you're radiant. This is the way it's supposed to be with you in your life. It's the way it's supposed to be in your world. And if you want to understand abundance, look at nature. Mother Nature is abundant. You know, apple trees don't get together and say, hey, the economy's down, we should produce less apples. No, trees produce an abundance of apples, so the birds and animals get their share, and humans get their share, and insects get their share. And the seeds are produced in abundance, and some of them fall on the ground where the abundant earth makes even more apple trees. That's the natural way of things. And then humans get involved, and things start going awry. It gets out of balance. Instead of enjoying and sharing the harvest, we accumulate things and we turn everything into commodities, and we've lost that connection to our natural abundance. So now feel your own body and see how balanced you feel in your life. Do you feel like you're in flow? Do you feel like you're balanced with nature? Do you produce plenty so that you can have plenty and share it with other people? Do you feel restricted in some areas of your life? Is there lack or struggle in some of those places? So struggle and lack create stress in your body. And so to those places that feel stress or imbalance or lack, send some warm love and good intentions to them. Bring in the idea that it's your intention to live in a natural way, in balance and flow in your life, and feel the abundance that naturally flows through your body, and intend that this flow expand out to all areas of your life so you can feel it manifesting easily and effortlessly, just like your heartbeat. The stress will melt away in the light of that natural abundance. And just let the radiance of natural abundance flow outward through all your cells in your body and also into all parts of your life. What would it feel like if life felt this way all the time? If you lived this way all the time? If you experienced this healthy flow in and out and in and out? You'd have healthy cells and healthy tissues and healthy organs. You'd have a healthy life, healthy relationships. And together we'd create a healthy culture and a healthy economy. What would life be like if we all lived this way? So when you're ready, return to your normal consciousness. Feel yourself sitting wherever you are and shift your body a little bit to wake up. And if your eyes were closed, slowly open them and continue to feel that flow. Look around your room and look around the world. And around your life, and notice that there's a wave in and out, just like there is in your breath, and in your pulse, and at the ocean. Things are moving in and out all over the place.